This is the fifth Sunday of Easter, and the gospel for this day comes to us from John. But before we read this gospel, let us pray together. Heavenly Father, you are God who helps us live. God who shows us the direction forward. A God who walks with us as we walk in the direction forward. You're a patient God. A God who waits on us, but who desires us to wait on you also. Our waiting for you is never passive. It's always active. And the reason that is because, Lord, your waiting on us is always active. Always trying to encourage us. Encourage us to embrace life and not slide back into survival. To always move in the way that gives us life. And then to receive that life. Help us to hear your scriptures. Help us to digest your scriptures. And then help us to live out what you teach us through your scriptures. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen. John chapter 14, verses 1 through 14. Jesus told his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house, there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" And Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you know me, you will know my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said to him, "Lord, show us the Father, and we'll be satisfied." Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own, but the Father who dwells in me does his work. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. But if you do not, then believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly, I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. I'll do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If in my name you ask me for anything, I will do it." You know, here we are again. I guess this is about the seventh time that I've recorded sermons where, to tell you the truth, I'm not with people. Interesting. Interesting after all these years to do it this way. But it is what it is. You know, before I get started, I want to let you know something that I've said in years past, but I haven't said it recently. At least in my 70-year-old mind, I haven't said it recently, so bear with me if I have. You know, most clergy approach preaching from the perspective of they are the teacher and you are the students. I don't approach it that way. And I hope that I don't present it that way. I approach it as a sporting event. That I'm wrestling with you as we wrestle together so that we get to know God. I'm always flattered that at the end of a sermon, if somebody says, something to me at the door about what they heard, I'm always flattered when they say something to me, say, I'm so grateful that you said this statement. God really spoke to me. And I'm always flattered when I come away and say, well, I didn't say that. I don't usually say that to the person, but in my head, I didn't say that. Because that means I'm really doing my job. So I hope as I open up these scriptures in this brief time with you, that you hear from the Father through Jesus Christ, empowered by the Holy Spirit. I hope you don't hear from me, but I really pray that I am a vehicle for that today. I had to laugh because the last couple of weeks, it's really become evident that, you know, I'm getting really sick of the way things are. I don't like the way they are. But then again, I really don't want them to go back to the way they were fully. That leaves me only one option to happiness, and that is that I hope what's coming ahead will be better than what is and what was. And the only way I can have that happiness fulfilled is to actually walk with Jesus and be with the Father and have the Father work through me. That might sound like a lot. For some of you, you might be saying, whoa, Spencer, over my head. Some of you might already be saying, cut it down. That's long enough. I'm done. I don't really give a rip. What I'm saying is this. We determine what's ahead in certain ways, not in regards to the circumstances or the situation fully, but how we approach it. There's an old saying that says, in any kind of catastrophe or huge struggle or situation, that what really happens inside a person is they show really who they are. If you've always been afraid, well, then odds are right now you're afraid on steroids. If you've always been sort of, I don't believe anybody, I don't trust anybody, then to tell you the truth, you're saying to yourself, nah, this isn't real. If you are one who has always been wise, if your nature is to seek wisdom, even if you don't feel like you ever receive it, then right now you're saying, let me listen to what's said. God, give me the spirit to process this so that I can really discern what is truth. I hope I'm in that third category. But to be in that third category, I have to really listen to what the scriptures say today. If you've been to a funeral in the Episcopal Church, you definitely heard this scripture before. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, well, then I'm going to come again and I'm going to bring you to where I am. But Thomas says, Lord, we don't know where you are. We don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? And Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, there's a lot of us who are afraid. Rightfully so, sometimes. And there's a lot of us who struggle doubting and trusting, like Thomas did, which, by the way, he walked all 3 years through Jesus' ministry, side by side with Jesus, looking him in the eyes, eating with him in a whole nine yards, and yet he still had questions. You see, that is sometimes the way to faith. The true depth of faith doesn't come about by saying, absolutely, I say it, I don't have to think about it. True depth of faith comes by living it out and addressing doubts and questions, but still moving forward. I've met a lot of people in my life that have doubts and faiths. They have doubts in their faith. They have fears. They have questions. It's rare that you meet somebody, though, that just knows. I hope I'm a person that has moved closer to just knowing. And I hope you are, too. That doesn't mean that you don't have questions and doubts. But what it means is that in the midst of everything, even when you're losing it, which, by the way, I do, when people irritate you, which, by the way, they really do, which puts me in a place where I judge and my ego gets swelled up and I want to just push my way forward, which, to tell the truth, happens to me quite often, that I just know. And this is what I hope I know, and this is what I believe this scripture teaches me, is that when you know, even though those doubts, questions come up, you don't say to your, I have no faith. When you know, it means that even when you get frustrated or frightened or angry or any of those emotions, you say, I am that, I experience that, but my knowing is more powerful than that. You see, knowing is what makes you realize who you are and then live out who you are. Seems like I heard somebody say just recently that a situation like this, a catastrophe like this, brings out who you really are. Is who you really are tied to your knowing? Or is who you really are what you fabricated for yourself? Knowing that you are a son or daughter of the living God. Knowing that you have the ability for God to work through you, as Jesus would say, that the Father is in me and I in him. We are in the Son, so we are in the Father. The knowing of the Holy Spirit working through us so that, yeah, we might not get all the right answers. We might not say it in all the right ways. We might stumble. And if you're like me, I think I have Siri and autocorrect, so sometimes things get turned around in my mouth that really weren't what I said. Sometimes that's for the better. Sometimes that a lot more for the worse. But nonetheless, it comes from knowing, from wrestling, from not saying, oh, everything's just fine, but having a peace even during the storm that's blown through your life. How long is it going to take for us to be certain that everything's okay to go outside again without any personal protection? I don't know that we'll ever have that. Does that mean that you better stay locked behind closed doors? If that's the case, at best, welcome to survival. But it is time when you say, I'm going to know. And in that knowing, you will find the way, the truth, and the life. And you will be led to the Father through Jesus Christ. And that Father is the creator of all, the sustainer of all, the one who breathes life into us, whether it be behind closed doors, out on in the world, in a catastrophe, or in the most pleasant vacation you've ever had. It's he that gives us life. It's he that breathes life into us. It's he that pulls it all together in a way that isn't necessarily always logical, but somehow makes sense. I hope these words made sense. I don't know. You know, I guess if you're on Facebook, you can give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You know, I've always noticed, you know, nobody ever says, geez, I hated that sermon. If you want to do it, go for it. I don't care. I don't read it anyway. I just hope I'm honest and genuine and authentic in my brokenness as a human being, but in my wholeness as a spiritual child of the living God. It's in the name of Jesus that we pray. Amen.